what you say, huh? Today is a good day, and we make it better, hopefully. This is America's, what did I say the other day? The full-service radio program. I was trying to explain that concept. Were you in that conversation, Roberta?
No.
Concept of what we
that would be me.
Grew up around. Yeah, Jennifer was here.
How easily he confuses his women, Jen.
No, there's no confusing.
He wouldn't dare, could he?
No confusion whatsoever. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn and Roberta both have stories for us. Later in the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Jay Kumar, who always has an extraordinarily wonderful way of motivating people, understanding how the brain works. I was thinking about what I read somewhere. We all have this urge to find out more about ourselves. And sometimes it's motivated just by our own confusion in life. Sometimes we are motivated because if we know more about ourselves, therefore we can help others. And it helps to make our life better as well. But we are here to serve. I've always thought that. Whenever I think through what the purpose, you know, you go through, good heavens, the stuff I went through in the 60s, and the early 70s, trying to figure it all out. And that process takes all of your life. You will continue to figure it out as you go along unless you become brain dead. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you like it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you go in easily, and other times kicking and screaming, finding out whatever it is that you need to find out about what it really is about. But when you really want change, reinforcement comes. And I think you just have to be open to it. That's one of the things I want to talk to Jay about when he joins us later on in the hour. There's some sort of a symbiotic thing. Those of you who believe in what we call the universe, some people call it God, infinite power. I heard actually a woman was using different names for God or that infinite intelligence yesterday. And I now I can't remember what they were, but I was fascinated because there are so many Yahweh. How many different terms can you think of that are used to refer to God? Have you ever actually thought that out? We all sort of in Western culture, we refer to infinite intelligence as God. And God has always been sort of or the gods. Remember when there were many more than one God and people used to worship people. People would become leaders and rulers. As a matter of fact, I think even in North Korea, don't they claim that that family that runs the country is sort of godlike? Don't they worship him as if he were a god? No, in some African countries.
Related. They,
yeah, right. Well, the Pope is supposed to be, right? The Pope is supposed to be related to Peter. Is that not true? You Catholics? Two of you are Catholics.
Peter was supposedly the first, quote, Pope. First leader of the Catholic Church.
All right, so who's
the
Pope in regard to Jesus?
Well, Jesus, the Pope actually has like a hotline to God, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a special Twitter.
He has Verizon.
Yeah, really? He has Verizon. He's a special white phone and a special Twitter account that's like, you know, hotline to God.
Right.
He does have a Twitter account, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he does, yes.
Started Twitter tweeting this week. All right, so there's that connection. But and I'm not trying to be facetious. I just... I'm thinking about...
And I'm not either. I mean, it's if you want to put it in modern-day terms, the Pope allegedly has a hotline to God.
Right. All right. So that... But how do the other guys that sit around the room and vote on the Pope know that he's the one? It's all...
Divine inspiration.
Really?
Divine inspiration, yes.
Okay.
Yes, God is guiding them.
I see.
Along
okay.
with politics.
Yeah. That's right. Who's got the cutest robe? Anyway.
Who's less prone to scandal?
Yeah, know? Right, exactly.
Who's never seen an altar boy?
Uh-huh.
Did I just say that?
I hope so. Anyway, how did I get off on this tangent? I was talking about Jay and the various things that are used to refer to God and to spirit and that sort of thing. Anyway, this is the time of year that although I think a lot of our energies are misplaced when you confuse what the purpose really is of celebrating life and how wonderful it is and how we really can connect if we try. That's what happens this time of year. But it's this whole business about God and the divine that supposedly started it all. And it is, there's an inspiration that's in the air. And I've told you, excuse me, two or three times, I don't know, it's coincidence, it must be coincidence this year, There are 3 days, December 3rd, December 12th, and December 21st, that there is extraordinary energy that has been predicted. You can say, oh, how do you know this? Doug, okay, what's your crystal ball saying today? What my crystal ball says is that we have an extraordinary opportunity this year for new beginnings. That is, at the end of this calendar year, 2012, and the emergence of the new year, calendar 2013, for whatever the reason, for the guidance, the energy, however it is that you want to try to figure this out, the cap on this year and the plunge off into the next year starts with energetic changes, one of them being December 3rd, and I think we all felt a shift in energy. Didn't you? Did you feel in your relationships, whether it's work or personal, your family, whatever, how many of you really felt a difference on December 3rd or have felt a difference since then? Raise your hands. I'm raising mine.
Jennifer? I didn't feel anything on December 3rd, but no? in the last week,
yeah,
I have felt differently, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Roberta?
Well, since Mercury went out of retrograde, things have changed dramatically.
Right. And you know what?
What a disastrous time.
Mercury this year. Mercury in retrograde this year, I was talking to somebody last night, has been the hardest, toughest. Now, the rest of you who don't even know what we're talking about.
I lost everything. I kept losing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it was. But
my
personal relationships,
breaking.
The kind of communications that went on with people and the close personal relationships, just incredibly bad. And so that energy is gone, and with that has come like almost a rebirth. And it gets better and better through the month. That's the point that I'm trying to make. It gets better and better and better. So something for you to look forward to. In addition to looking forward to that, Jennifer has a good story for us, and Roberta does as well. Richie, as I said, is in Florida with his family at Disney World, doing some kind of, supposedly, some promotional thing. Yeah, right.
A freebie for the new Fantasyland.
There it is.
He got in there last night for the big party.
Yeah, okay, good for him. Americans and our sense of pride and our sense of respect for men and women who serve our country well, men and women who put on the uniform to protect our freedom. I always, when I think of protecting freedom, I think freedoms is better, don't you? The plural of freedom.
We have so many
freedoms, right, exactly. And I think it's important for all of us to do what we can to support the cause of those who would protect us after they've gotten out of the uniform. Does our duty end to them? No, it does not. Unfortunately, the government thinks it does, and so they screw over men and women who have been in the service with regularity. It's disgusting. So that's why organizations like the Purple Heart Service Foundation have come into being. And now with services and programs, especially at this time of year, for all veterans, it'd be a great time of year for you to open up your heart and your wallet and support the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Veterans of all stripes, literally and figuratively, get all kinds of help from the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. And so what they would like is to have you help them. If you've got an old car, an old boat, there's something I was just thinking about. We're cleaning out one of the farms because I'm going to sell one of the farms. There's a lot of stuff down there that I can't use and the new people aren't going to use it. So I'll give it to the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They'll come up with some assessed value and give you that as a complete tax write-off. All donations, whether they be cash or a car or a boat, whatever they are completely tax deductible on your part. So you're doing a good thing, and it's helping you as well. Helping out all the way around, the best spirit of service comes in the form of things like this. So give to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Call 877-743-1631. Donate as you can, 877-743-1631. Contributions go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, 877-743-1631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right, before Roberta and Jennifer have their story, and before Dr. J. Kumar gets here, I have a story that has shaken us to our core. At DougSteffen.com today, the story of a restaurant in Chicago giving away treats like you wouldn't believe yesterday, 10,000 Twinkies.
Wow, and those are rare. Those will cost like $5 million worth of Twinkies.
These folks have this, a restaurant chain in suburban Chicago, gave away 2,200 chocolate cupcakes,
wow.
1,100 orange cupcakes, 10,000 Twinkies. Apparently, they get the idea. Hostess, of course, closing its services, so everybody went out and bought all these things. They went to a Hostess outlet to buy this. I guess I didn't realize that Hostess had outlets where you could buy day-old bread and day-old Twinkies, apparently around their factories. They had 23 factories around the country, and they would have these stores go in and get the day-old bread or the day-old cupcakes. So these guys went in and bought everything that was in this particular store in suburban Chicago, and they gave away in some sort of a promotion at the restaurant. I don't know. What kind of a restaurant give away Twinkies, though? I'm trying to think of what...
Dessert. Are you kidding?
It's a cheesesteak. It's a cheesesteak restaurant. So they gave away the Twinkies. You went in. You got complimentary Twinkies with your meal. How many people are going to put Twinkies in the children's Christmas stocking? Have you thought about that? I actually would like to have orange Twinkies. I like orange. I always liked them when I was a kid. Used to buy them for 10 cents after school. Orange cream-filled Twinkies, a little squiggle on the top. I always wanted to be the chef that put the squiggle on the top of the Hostess orange Twinkies. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of a cute story. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Video of the day. You're listening to the audio portion of our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta have reunited for a Christmas album, and they just posted a video of one of the songs, which is kind of a tribute to the characters in Grease. So I hope you will like it. It's just fun to watch. It's kind of one of those things that you listen to it. You all know what to expect from the two of them, given how well they work together on Grease. So here's Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Crank it up just a second.
Hometown's gonna be there. It will be a squeeze. You better put your sleigh in the holding pattern and Santa, please. I'm coming home. I got a little plan for you.
I think there's so
it's
much.
Kind of weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. Is it a little cheesy, or is it just me?
Well, but why you think it's cheesy is because there's negative vibes around Travolta now. The news media has succeeded in creating an image, whether true or not, that he is somebody not to be desired because allegedly he is gay, or at least is bisexual. And so all of that stuff, with all of the tawdry stories about him and the pilot of his plane and whatever masseuse he may have seen and all that other stuff. So whenever you see his career is ruined, as far as I'm concerned, it's like what happens when you see or hear some of these things about some people that are well known. That's all you think of when you see him. All you can think of now, especially with the haircut he has, is that he's booting.
Okay, he doesn't have hair. That's fake hair.
Oh, is it fake hair? Well, whatever. But even so, you know what I'm saying? It just. Take a deep breath.
I just think it sounds cheesy, that's all. But
all right, speaking of cheesy, Roberta and Jennifer both have the same story today, and it has to do with coffee. So
coffee.
Let's do our coffee.
Some coffee and talk about it.
We'll do coffee.
One more cup of coffee.
Maybe playing this at the wrong speed, but
is it messed up?
I don't know. It certainly sounds like it. Anyway,
that's a Dylan song. It's a remake of a Dylan song.
Is it? All right. So, what's the story, ladies?
Well, one more cup of coffee. Nowadays, it's Starbucks. You know, their most expensive cup of coffee. We've talked about this is now $7, but they've got something even more expensive. They've got a stainless steel steal gift card. And it's going to cost you, sit down, $450. And out of that, it's $400 to fill the card with store credit and $50 for the card itself. So you pay
$50. Because it's made of steel.
Because it's made of steel.
It's etched.
Should be made of like gold or something for $50. And then $400 to fill the card. So how many of those $7 coffees will that buy? About 60 of them or so?
I want to know when Starbucks became so hoity-toity.
Yeah,
the
$7, right?
I mean, you know, I guess because celebrities use their Starbucks cup as like an accessory or something now, so maybe Starbucks is getting a little big for the old britches, but they just did the $7 coffee.
Right.
Now they're doing this premium gift card that's not even, I mean, you have to actually go onto Gilt's website.
Yeah, Gilt.com.
Which is like a high-end, they sell like high-end luxury items.
Right.
And they say at discount prices, but still, $450 for a gift card to Starbucks. You have to pay $50 for the gift card. You do that for
the card
free.
Itself. I know, right? But you can get it. They're going to start selling it at 12 noon Eastern time on Friday, tomorrow, if you really have a hankering to get one. Would you buy this, Jen?
No way. I would never. First of all, it would take me 500 years to spend $400 at Starbucks. It really would.
You don't drink Starbucks coffee?
How
long
is
it going to take you to spend that kind of money, even at their $7 overinflated price for the that stuff they were talking about this week? That
what's
selling
7
in,
into
yeah.
400?
7 into, into 400 is about 70. You get about 70 cups of coffee.
Yeah, about 70 cups of coffee. So if you buy a cup of coffee a day, that's a little over 2 months.
Imagine that money. Think about it. Imagine how much good you could do with that money if you're actually using it for something worthwhile. Think about
what
it.
What fun would that be, though?
And if you get the $5 cup of coffee, which is usually like the normal.
Let's
price
have a
there
fundraiser for food
latte.
Banks or something.
It's about 3 months, you know.
Why would you use that money? Go buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which is half as much, and use the other $200 to help a food bank out or something.
And by the way, the Dunkin' Donuts coffee won in our poll.
Did it
really?
On Facebook, better than Starbucks, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
or just go out and buy yourself a really good coffee machine. I mean, yeah, I spent $700 on this espresso machine that I have. I mean, it's a real, you know, commercial espresso machine. But I drink about 2-3 cups of coffee a day. So at $5 a piece, you know, that would be $15 a day times 365. I made my money back in a couple of months.
29 past the hour on Good Day.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Doug Steff and Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and I here now with Dr. Jay Kumar on Beyond Good Day, talking about what it is that makes your brain work in a reality. I was earlier, I kind of didn't finish that sentence, but it's because my mind is working maybe too quickly this morning. Oftentimes, though, I'm not sure. What's the old expression? Your tongue gets caught behind your eye teeth and you can't see what you're saying.
Right.
My mind works quicker than my mouth does, which I guess is good in some ways. It shows that my mind's not falling apart, but also it gets in the way of me sounding like I'm cohesively attentive to what's going on the air. And I am always aware of what's going on, but I get enthused sometimes. And Jay Kumar is one of those people who enthuse me with his philosophy of life and how he helps to sort of get people to understand what really is going on in their brain and in the systems that are supported by the brain. I don't know if you heard me say this earlier or not, Jay. There's an amazing energy change that's taking place this month. And I think I saw the corner of my eye, you're a sensitive guy, and not always are you focused on the same things. I mean, we all have different areas of interest and perhaps expertise. I just felt on the 3rd of December, things change dramatically. Everything has changed because Mercury was horrible this last retrograde. And people don't even know, some people don't know what we're talking about. There is a philosophy, and I think it's based on good astrology, if there's any such thing. For some of you, you don't think astrology is the occult, and you want to hang anybody up who talks about these sorts of things because it doesn't agree with your religion. I think that's nonsense, but you can think and believe as you will. It's a free country. God love you if you agree, and if you don't agree, that's fine too. You don't have to. But that doesn't mean it's not real just because you don't agree and you haven't found it to be the case. Having said that, the extraordinary change that a lot of people have felt since December 3rd, another prediction is that energy will change dramatically on the 12th of December and then again on the 21st. So, what is your read? The dark days of November have given way to the bright, sunny days of December. Does this have, we all know this time of year is a brighter time, in general, a brighter time. Days are better because of Christmas. But Can we, just by anticipating that things are going to be better, in fact create a situation in which things are better? Can we collectively, universally do that?
That's a really great question, Doug, and so excited you brought this up because, you know, one of the things that I actually enjoy teaching to my students is the understandings of, like, how science and spirituality really are merging together into a whole new discipline. In fact, I'm teaching a number of courses right now, and will be next semester, on this very same topic. And you bring up a really interesting, you know, notion. I think all of you, Jennifer, Roberta, Doug, you mentioned as well, all of you have probably heard, whether directly or indirectly, about this whole Mayan prophecy.
Yeah.
It's coming up in December 21st. You know, I'll be very frank. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not someone who believes the end of the world is going to be happening on December 21st when we wake up. But what I do believe, and you kind of touched on this, Doug, it's quite interesting. We're understanding that the universe is all, the fundamental essence of the universe is all energy. And here's the thing. Energy, as you know from your high school science class, or you may not remember, I'll remind you, energy can never be destroyed or created.
No.
It just gets transformed
into
one
can't.
State.
And that's the Einstein theory of relativity. But it goes maybe, and please forgive me, because I don't want to take your time, but I want to enthusiastically support a notion of our connectedness and how it isn't just perhaps in the life that you're living at the moment. Again, as I've found some extraordinary things out in the past week or 10 days about life connections and how it is, whether it's you and I connecting here, whether it's Roberta and Jennifer and I connecting here, or whoever it is that you feel strong connections with, it is based on not necessarily just the exchange of energy that's going on in this life, but what you've had in past lives. And again, these people who say, you know, the religionists who think this is anathema, you know, if you don't like the conversation, help yourself to go listen to something else. But, you know,
I like to actually answer that. That's a really good point you bring up, because a lot of people do talk about this understanding how, oh, yeah, we're all interconnected, and, you know, we all have this sense of, you know, bond. And
that's all the same energy.
It's all energy. And here's the thing, that's, and this is the beauty about this. As you know, Doug and Jennifer and Roberta, what I teach is looking at the brain, how the brain works, and looking how that connects to both science and spirituality. And what we're finding is that, and this is actually affirmed by a whole new branch of science called quantum physics or quantum mechanics, that really advocates this really fundamental understanding, is that at the very basic level of the universe, not at the atoms, not at like the subatomic realm, but at the very, very deep level, which is called the quantum level. I'm kind of getting a little technical over here for all of you, but I want you to get this point, is that at the very, very deep level called the quantum level, everything, past, present, future, exists in as oneness. There's no such thing at the quantum level of what we think of as like linear time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything exists simultaneously.
Time is meaningless.
Non-local time.
Yeah.
Not local space, non-local time. Which, if you adhere to that, which is really the fundamental essence of what physicists now say is the reality universe, this can account for explanations such as people having deja vu, premonitions, you know, vision.
Haven't I met you somewhere before?
I've met you somewhere before.
I've met you before somewhere. Yeah, right.
If you're still there, but did you ever have that feeling when you meet someone or you go to a place, you're like, wow, I've been here before. This place sounds really familiar.
Yeah. And that's what it is. It's that past life connection to it. You feel it with people. You can feel it with places. You can even feel it with thoughts that you may have had before. And the frustrating thing is for those who are going through life and repeating their same mistakes from previous lives. What doesn't make a lot of sense is is it that God doesn't let us connect to those paths?
This actually is coming out in pop culture as well. There's a movie that came out a couple weeks back called Cloud Atlas. Have you heard of it or seen it?
I have, and it confuses me when I look at it, yeah.
Jennifer, did you see it? I think Jennifer?
No, I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
You've heard about it. Okay, well, I highly recommend this movie. It's a really phenomenal movie that takes the plot. I'm not going to spoil anything by telling you what the plot is. It's basically about these characters in six different lifetimes. All their lifetimes are interconnected, and how actions in one lifetime actually influence the actions in other lifetimes. And it kind of is hard for the human brain to kind of grok that. Like, how can that be possible? Well, it does. It is possible if you adhere to this whole new theory, which is coming out in the sciences, quantum mechanics specifically, that really looks at the universe and our lives in not linear time, but what's called non-local time, where everything, past, present, future, really exists as one. I'm saying this because, Doug, you brought up a really interesting point about this whole Mayan prophecy thing about this big change in energy which is going to happen. And how I kind of like to see it is that it's not the end of the world that's coming to play. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yes, the end of thinking as it has been.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way, Jennifer. I think it's in a good way. I think it's really, you know, the word apocalypse, it's really interesting. And this is where I kind of put my, academic hat on just very briefly over here for all of you. The word apocalypse actually comes from the Greek. It translates as lifting the veil. Revealing.
Mm-hmm.
And the word apocalypse gets translated to revelation. That's how we get the word revelation in the Bible. But what I'm getting at is that what's being lifted or revealed is that veil of illusion that we're all separate. The way that consciousness really begins to understand that we are fragmented, independent, beings that go through our lives that don't have an influence to each other and the world around us. There are studies coming out, believe it or not, there are studies taking place in major universities that are actually advocating that thoughts actually can influence reality, that your thinking can actually influence the outcome of an experiment or can actually generate the outcome of a random generator machine to predict the outcome of a certain event. And that cannot be explained by our current, or I'd say our old paradigm of thinking and science that says we're separate from each other, that we have no influence in our reality. This is what I believe is going to be the shift. You know, you've heard me say this phrase before, Doug and Jennifer and Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going to happen in December 21st is that the shift is about to hit the fan. And it's the shifting of...
Good for you.
Yeah, that's what's going to be...
I don't know why
that
did
Doug like that one, Jay.
That was perfect. All right, let's pause for a moment here. We'll give that some thought. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us with really practical ways of getting insight. Check out his website, too, by the way, drjkumar.com. And he's on Facebook, has wonderful tweets and followers. As our numbers increase, his does, and it's nice. It's exponential, kind of. Jay continues with his philosophy in a moment here on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-cacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Uh-huh. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats. Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that gift-cacular's a wrap. Underwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only valid 12/2 through 12/8.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
My emergency.
Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas and make the perfect stocking stuffers. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
800-510-8255 always connects with us, or email to Doug or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStefan.com, and you can reach Jay at DrJQMar.com. So our philosophy, let me just to sort of let you jump back into it, Jay, because you're on a roll for sure.
Oh, yes. So what we were kind of saying is that I love this phrase that I said to you, is that, you know, all we're talking about, this potential shift that people are—it's all in the collective consciousness, if you will, about this December 21st shift that's happening in the Mayan calendar. And I said, you know, I don't really advocate that it's the doomsday. Jennifer, you kind of asked me, do you think this is the shift? Is the chance going to happen in a negative way? No, I don't. I really feel that what's going to happen is that our worldview, the worldview that we've been living in this past centuries or millennia, that really sees everyone and everything separate, that really begins to see the world through fragmentation, that worldview is going to change. That, you know, as I said, the shift is about to hit the fan, and Doug got a big laugh about that, which I'm glad, is that the shift may hit the fan. And we're really understanding that there, in modern science, especially in quantum physics, there's this whole new theory which advocates that, no, you know what? We're not separate from each other. We're not distinct beings that walk around independently. We are all fundamentally interconnected. On a very deep level of the universe, there's an energy, there's a force. If you want to call it God, you can. In quantum physics, they call it the quantum superposition.
See, I call it, it's from the Star Wars movie. That's when I first went back, actually, to my roots in believing the force. The force is God. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, in religion they call it God, but in science or other philosophies or, you know, fields, they call it different words. The word isn't, I'm not really so hooked on like what the exact word is. You can call it a force and energy. What we're really what we're saying is that maybe this shift, which is going to come about in just a few weeks, really helps us awaken our minds, helps us shift our consciousness to really see ourselves as being intimately connected to the universe and to everything around us. And I told you about this really great movie which has come out a couple weeks back called Cloud Atlas. And if you haven't heard of it, go check it out, either the trailer or go check it out. I don't know if it's still playing in the theaters, but there's a really beautiful quote I'd like to share from the movie which I just dug up on the internet and kind of encapsulates what we're talking about. And this is a quote from this movie, Cloud Atlas, and it says, "Our lives are not our own. We are bound to others, past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we birth our future." And it's really a profound quote. It really helps
me. All of this is profound. This is profundity at its best. It really is. Now, if there's nothing else that comes out of this, if you're thinking about what you've done in the past. You can't do anything about that. You don't really have much to say about the future. So how about now? Blossom now. Get this energy connected now with the other people that are important in your life. Jay, great, brilliant stuff as usual. Dr. Jay Kumar. Yeah, check out his website. This is Good Day at 51 after the hour.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Past the hour on Good Day with Roberta and Jennifer. Rich is off for the rest of the week. Also, Tom Kreitler is not feeling well today. He normally would be here with his money pit update. So I've decided to do a couple of different things in the name of variety as we got sidetracked. I don't know. It's been a weird hour, hasn't it? It's sort of felt like a weird hour.
It's good. We're just shaking things up.
Right, shaking up a little bit. All right. So normally we'd have a 2020 news quiz between 20 after the hour and 20 before the hour. A little bit less time here, but I think many of you will know the answer to this, so you try it at 800-510-8255. This week, one of the most famous ships ever to be in our in active service in the U.S. Navy retired. What ship was it that retired this week in Norfolk? 800-510-8255. All of us growing up in this era just sort of remember when this ship came online, and there were all kinds of fears around it, actually. And then it turned out to be quite an interesting machine. So having been in service for 51 years, it ended its career ceremony at the Naval Station of Norfolk this week. Which ship has retired this week from naval service? 800-510-8255. The prize, $150 worth of great Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial items. We'll get the answer from you in just a moment here on Good Day.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. CenterPoint Energy is using technology to transform the electric utility industry. Key to this advancement is automation. Scott Prochaska, Chief Operating Officer of CenterPoint Energy, has more.
We have installed over 2 million smart meters in the greater Houston area.
These devices give customers more frequent, detailed information on their electricity use that can help them save energy and money.
These meters are an enabling technology.
Smart meters support new products and services, such as time-of-use rates and prepaid electric service. They also provide the metering infrastructure to support residential solar and wind generation.
And there's another phase of automation in the works.
Smart grid automation is being designed to lessen the frequency and duration of outages. Once deployed, the smart grid's self-healing technology will quickly isolate outages and help restore power with less disruption to customers.
CenterPoint Energy is leading the way. For more information, go to centerpointenergy.com/smart meter.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
800-510-8255. Michael, the name of the ship that retired from active service this week. Michael. Michael's not there,
yes.
Right? I'm going to move on. Kevin's in Danville, Illinois. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you. What's the name of the ship that was retired from active service this week?
The Enterprise, and I hope they bring her back like Steady Gun promised.
It's interesting. What do you first remember in the history of the ship? How old are you, first of all?
Oh, I'm in my mid-50s, but I know she was in all the major wars going back to... She was the first nuclear aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I think that's the first highlight, is that she was the first nuclear aircraft carrier. Then there are other things... She's been a part, as you said, of lots of different... It's sad that we have this much attention aimed at war, but she was called Big E. I remember that when I was much younger, and you do too, probably, when we were teenagers. It was in high school. I remember studying this when I was in high school. I think all of the aircraft carriers in the fleet are nuclear-powered now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all nuclear-powered. The thing is, her nuclear thing required like 8 different reactors, and all the ones they have now are like, I believe, 2 or 3
yeah.
reactors.
How do you have so much knowledge? Were you in the Navy?
No, I just like reading.
Yeah, it's pretty, this is interesting stuff. Again, we're not happy the way it's used, but the technology that put this thing together, I just thought it was really kind of cool. There's a new aircraft carrier called the Gerald R. Ford. I think they're building, how many, do we have, 10 aircraft carriers, I think, left?
We have 10 now, and they're supposed to be having 2 more online. The Ford, and I forgot the next one. I think it's a George Bush.
Yeah.
And then after that, they said they might bring back the Enterprise.
Well, they'll refit it and bring it back. All right, you got the right answer. Hold on a second. We'll give you a nice prize. We appreciate your being here with that info. It's interesting to think about the history of the Enterprise, isn't it? 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.